feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Omshant, question. What is the speciality of the Confluence Age that doesn't exist throughout the rest of the cycle? Answer. It's only at the Confluence Age that everyone has the right to say my Baba. Everyone says my Baba to the one. To say mine means to claim a right. It's only at the Confluence Age that each of you has the right to experience the consciousness of mine in terms of the Father belonging to you. When you say my Baba, you become one who has a right to the inheritance. Everything then belongs to you, not the limited mine, but the unlimited mind. Therefore, maintain the happiness of the unlimited consciousness of mind. This is the Avyakt Murli of 19 December 83. Baba is asking, what is the speciality of Confluence Age? This Sangam Yuga. What is the speciality of this age, or rather this moment, or now? Mind has got a peculiar tendency of running. It never stays. It's either in the past or in the future. In fact, the future is never there, because when future comes, it has already become present. Our mind never stays in the present. It drifts in the past or in the future. Past which is gone, which is no more there, and we worry about it, thus deteriorating ourselves. Or we repent about it. Other thing is, it goes in the future, planning, desiring, thinking. But when future comes, those things which we had thought don't happen. Something else happens. And yet we keep on moving. To be in the present is most difficult because in the present are you. We are never ourselves. Mind is always running. One of the aims of spirituality is to catch hold of this moment, is to free the mind from past and future. This moment, this now, is more important than anything else. And when I focus only on this moment, then new things start happening. It's not about just confluence age and its speciality and its importance, but it's the part of my mind that is moving towards past and future. Let me stop and focus on this moment. There's a Zen story. The Zen master Tokoi had visited a new monastery and he was sleeping in his bedroom. And suddenly, a junior monk comes running and says, "Master, Master, there's a fire. Wake up." Master Tokoi asks, "Where is the fire?" He says, the junior monk says, "In the kitchen." Master Tokoi says, "Oh, in the kitchen, no? Once it reaches the passerby, then you come again and tell me." And he goes to sleep, and in no moments he's snoring, least bothered. Our mind is constantly in the past or future. One of the simple exercises to make it stabilize in the present is to watch the breath. Sit and just watch breath. It's coming, it's going. It's not about doing pranayama. It's simple, conscious, mindful observation of breath. You're just watching the breath. Breath is coming, breath is going. So this simple observation of breath makes you to live in this moment. So Baba is asking, what is the speciality of confluence age? First we'll come to this, and then again we'll come to this mindful meditation. So what is the speciality of confluence age? Or specialities of the confluence age? Yeah? There are so many. Unnumbered. Confluence age is a very critical phase in the history of mankind. If you observe the world drama, it's the smallest age. 100 years. It's a time of moral reconstruction of human beings. It's a time of rise. If you see, the entire story of the world is the story of fall. Right from day one, right from second one of this world cycle, we have started falling down, down and down and down and down and down. There's hardly any rise. It's only at this point that the rise starts. It's only at this point that new secrets are revealed. It's only at this point that God descends on this earth. Till now, He was sending His messengers. The world was deteriorating, suffering from moral relapse and lapses, moral depravity. And there are people who came and who did the repair. But now the house has become so old and so dilapidated that it's beyond repair. It's almost in ruins, in debris. At such a point, at such a critical moment, God descends on this earth. So, confluence is the time when God descends. Confluence age is the time when He reveals new secrets. Confluence is the time where a new man is constructed. It's a reconstruction of human mind. It's also the reconstruction of five elements of nature. So the entire process of transformation is happening here. It's a spiritual mutation, metamorphosis, that is taking place at confluence age. So this is a very critical period. God comes and he reveals everything. Everything which nobody ever knew, because he is the only person who is beyond this cycle. And till now, whosoever came, they got caught in this cycle. So they cannot know the entire cycle. So he is an extraterrestrial being, an alien. Yeah, extraterrestrial being who enters and he reveals something else which nobody ever thought. So this confluence age is a very special age. Though it's very small, in last Saturday's Murli, in last Tuesday's Murli, there was a statement, everything takes place in this 100 years. All calm. Everything takes place in just this 100 years. So at this moment, he comes and tells about himself, about who we are, about our moral degradation, about the entire cycle, about the story of humankind. Not only that, here he creates a divine sacrificial fire. Not only that, he creates an institution, an yajna, a family. So it's only at this confluence age that such a divine family is created. There are so many spiritual institutions in the world, and they are very good institutions in fact. But one thing is missing there. What is that? This family thing. They are institutions, they might be yajnas, they are organizations, the people who come together and they work, they are social organizations. But this is an university, a very, very different, unique university. And God is assuming so many roles here. He is not just the father, but the teacher, a preceptor. Whatever profession you name, and he is the one. So when I think of confluence age, I also have to think that this is the time where the entire recording of the 5000 years is going on. So shooting of the film is going on here. Once the shooting is completed, the film will get released. After that, you cannot make any changes there. So whatever you want to do, you can do only at this point of time. And this point is very critical, very, very small and fast going. And here Baba is saying in this Murli of 83, that's only at this time you can say my Baba. That God is mine. At no other time you had any knowledge of him. He was an unknown, as if something, whether he's a person or existence, you never knew. There are people in the world who have said that God is not a person, he is impersonal. The existence itself is God, and there are people who believe in personal God, and there are people who don't believe in any God, theist, atheist and agnostics. So there was so much confusion everywhere before his descent. So confluence is the only time when you can have that feeling of belongingness, intimacy with God. You can create any relationship with him. You can take whatever you want from him. You can know his every aspect. You can know every nuts and bolts of this divine being. So this is a very special age. This is a very, very beautiful age, where you learn what religion is, where you learn to dance with God, where you learn to sing with God, where you learn to enjoy life as it is. This is not the path of sannyasis. This is not the path of fasting, but feasting. This is not the path of running away, but being in this moment. It is only at this moment that you get Gyan, such a huge treasure of Murlis. It's only at this moment that you understand what Rajyoga is. And you can compare this yoga with any yoga in the world and you realize how this yoga is different than all the yogas which are existing in this world. It's only at this point he teaches us dharanas. The dharanas, the highest dharanas of purity. It's only at this point he teaches you what is spiritual service. Otherwise you never knew what service is. The entire Gita talks of service and it talks about selfless service, Nishkam Karma Yoga. But just to be selfless is not service at all. Nishkam Karma Yoga has got some other dimension which are revealed now. So all this GYDS, Gyan Yoga Dharana Seva, and the new dimensions are being taught now at the confluence age. It's only at the confluence age you understand what life is. It's only at this age you learn how to live. It's only at this age not just how to live but how to die. Rather, God comes to teach us the art of dying. The art of dying. There are people in the world who teach about art of living, but God doesn't teach you that. He teaches us how should you die, dying alive, living death. Because if somebody is dying in the manner he should die, that itself shows that he has lived his life in the manner it should have been. It should have lived. So this is a beautiful process he teaches here, which nobody ever taught. Has anybody ever taught this? Never. So we learn here how to die. We learn here how to live. We learn here how to be in this moment. We learn here how to understand ourselves, how to go deep within ourselves. We learn here the secrets of mind. We learn here how to enter from the conscious mind into the territory of subconscious realm. Because in this subconscious realm are all the defilements, all the waste, all the vices. How to go and remove these vices from the subconscious mind, which are so deep, which are so difficult to understand. Even forget about removing them, but he gives us a deeper understanding of these sanskars, which are dormant, hidden, deep, untouched. He tells us the process of entering into the subconscious and root out this hidden, difficult to drive away sanskars. So this is all about confluence age, where we rebuild ourselves. This is the renaissance. This is the new age. He teaches us the process of learning, new learning. Learning is not just knowledge. Knowledge can make you a parrot, where you keep on repeating things. But learning is something else. Learning is not about reading books. Learning is not about listening to discourses. Learning is learning from experiences. So confluence age is the only time when you experience. And what you experience at this time? You experience yourself, soul consciousness. You experience supreme soul consciousness. You experience super sensuous bliss. Super null bliss. Supernatural bliss. You experience out-of-body things. You experience your entity as something beyond the body. You know now that you are no more this physical body. And your needs are not just physical. But you are an energy body. You are an electric body. You are a bioplasmic body. You are a bioplasmic body. And you understand that when I am not this physical, I don't need anything physical. You understand something which science has not understood. Science says that you need food to survive. But when I am not this physical entity, I am waves. I am an energy body. I can survive just on energy. I have to tune myself to enter into those cosmic consciousness. And then My requirement for this is goes on. Not just, it is all about choice of freedom. I get free from everything which is physical. This goes away. And I live at the level of energy. So, when I am energy, and the entire universe is energy, and God Himself is supreme energy, now I seek ways and means of deriving energy from environment, from the supreme soul. So my existence is no more physical now. It is becoming cosmic, universal. I am entering into cosmic consciousness. And here starts the conscious self-development. So confluence age is the time to understand your unlimitedness, your boundless nature. It's a time to understand that I am energy and I can survive only on energy. Rest, everything is toxins. Nothing but toxins. So, Rajayoga teaches me to go beyond all the physical limitations. You are entering from Annamay Kosh to Mano to Pranamay Kosh. There's an Annamay Kosh. It's body. I am entering into Pranamay Kosh. From entering into Manomay Kosh. And from there I enter into Anandamay Kosh. And at this point of Anandamay Kosh, I don't need anything. I don't need anything physical. I don't need anything mundane. Anything temporal. I enter into a different era, epoch of internal consciousness. So at confluence age, the outside universe meets the internal universe. There is a meeting of macrocosm with the microcosm. And this meeting is called religion. Where I meet with universe, I become plant. A photosynthesis happens, a spiritual plant. Who can just take the rays of the spiritual sun. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Question. What is the speciality of the confluence age that doesn't exist throughout the rest of the cycle? Answer. It is only at the confluence age that everyone has the right to say, My Baba. Everyone says, My Baba, to the one. To say mine means to claim a right. It is only at the confluence age that each of you has the right to experience the consciousness of mine in terms of the Father belonging to you. When you say my Baba, you become one who has a right to the inheritance. Everything then belongs to you. Not the limited mind, but the unlimited mind. Therefore, maintain the happiness of the unlimited consciousness of mind. Avyakta Murli, 19th December 1983. Om Shanti.